You're listening to Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. Okay, so we're going to get a bit gross for the next few minutes. A researcher with NC Central and the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences is studying personal hygiene and its effects on the microbes on our skin. To do it, Julie Horvath is taking samples from people's armpits and from in their ears. Yeah, not the most appealing things to be studying. Nevertheless, we got curious about it and reached out to Horvath to find out more.
The microorganisms on your body drink your sweat, and then their byproduct is your body odor. So your sweat doesn't smell, but the microbes living on you produce your body odor.
Huh.
So if you don't want to smell, then you don't want to have as much food for them, so you have to sweat less. And then if they're already on your skin, you want to kill them off. So a lot of deodorants will kill the microorganisms, and then a lot of times have a fragrance as well. And the antiperspirants are totally different products. So they actually contain aluminum-based salts that will sort of clog your sweat glands so that you do sweat less. So if you have a product that kills microbes and then you have another one that reduces their food source, your sweat, then you have fewer microbes on your body. And so when you wear a deodorant antiperspirant, you're preferentially trying to reduce microorganisms on your skin.
What do they do?
Well, so some of them are benign. They don't do anything. A few of them are pathogenic or cause disease. So of all the microbes we know, there are probably only around 100 that make you sick. And then a lot of the other ones do beneficial things. So some of them help make vitamins on your skin. The microbes that live there actually create a protective barrier. So they work with your immune system, train your immune system how to recognize something that might be pathogenic. And then because they take up residence on your skin, if the good microbes are on your skin, then if one of these pathogenic disease-causing organisms lands on your skin, it can't take hold because all the resources are being used by your sort of beneficial microbes.
So in a situation where we're wearing deodorant and we're putting other cosmetic things on our skin to smell better, is that bad that it would reduce the level of microbes on our skin?
That's a great question. My research hasn't directly applied there. We haven't asked the good, bad question yet, but that's where everybody wants to go and what everybody wants to know. I mean, certainly I can tell you your daily habits change which microbes live there. There potentially could be some negative consequences to that.
That's partly because Horvath says our microbes have evolved along with us. She isn't just focusing on the microbes that live in our armpits. She also wants to know what microbes are living in our ears. And she says whether you have dry or wet earwax may be significant.
The dry is usually white and flaky, and the wet is usually yellow or brown and like stickier and wetter. And so there's one gene that controls what kind of earwax you have. And so this gene is actually a really cool gene. It's an efflux pump. It moves things in and out of your cells, and it indicates how much or what kind of earwax you produce, but also how much sweat you produce. So somebody who has wet earwax is going to sweat more than somebody who has dry earwax. And that's because this gene is very active in your apocrine glands, which are a type of sweat gland. And there are modified apocrine glands in different parts of your body, including your ears. And so this gene that influences what kind of earwax you have and influences which type of sweat you make then also is going to have different health implications.
What exactly do you mean by that?
So the people who have the dry earwax variant also metabolize drugs very differently. And so there are some studies suggesting that women of Asian descent who have one variant versus the other, if they get breast cancer, they'll actually respond to chemotherapy differently. And so I imagine that could be applied to other people as well. So if I said this gene is going to move molecules across your cells, it's going to move drugs differently in one person versus another based on whether they have the wet variant or the dry variant. And so maybe this is actually going to become really important for understanding how we metabolize other drugs and how we maybe not only respond to chemotherapy, but other drugs as well.
Huh. So it's almost like, it sounds like a way that you might be able to cater or personalize medicine.
Potentially, that is one thing, I think, one angle where people are going with it, yes.
You're a scientist, so you've got to do what you need to do for research, but does this sort of thing just gross you out ever?
Sometimes it does, yes, but sometimes I actually more often find it really cool. So when we take samples from people, not only do we take samples to study the DNA of the microorganisms, but we also take samples and then grow some of these in the lab so we can see which organisms grow on person A versus B versus C. And some of the organisms growing on people are really cool looking. They look like little brains on a plate, or they look like mountain ranges or flowers. So some of them are really beautiful and also very exciting. So even though the earwax part is a little bit gross, I find the overall research really valuable and intriguing.
Well, it's a dirty job, and we are thankful that you have stepped up to do it. So thank you so much for taking the time and talking about it with us.
Of course. Thank you for asking me.
That's Julie Horvath, a researcher with NC Central and the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. She's studying personal hygiene and its effects on the microbes on our skin. To do it this week, she's taking samples from people's armpits and ears. Gross. You're listening to Microbial Edition here on 90.7 WFAE.